This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Clayton Hester. Alex Trebek, the host of the popular quiz show Jeopardy, passed away on November 8th after a two-year battle with pancreatic cancer. After 36 years of hosting, Trebek's last episodes aired Friday, January 8th. London Lorenz, a Perryville native now attending the University of Mississippi, competed in the 2020 Jeopardy College Championship, which recorded in February and aired in April. She joined me to talk about the legacy of Alex Trebek, as well as her own history as a Jeopardy fan and contestant.
Yeah, I've been watching Jeopardy. It's probably on when I was born. I've been watching it forever. I think I used to ask my dad a lot of questions, and he got really tired of it when I was like three, and he said, just watch this TV show. There's plenty of questions on there. So I've been watching it ever since. I recorded it every day. I rushed home to watch it. And so I've always been a big fan. I think I tried out for the teen tournament when I was in eighth grade and missed it a little bit, but you make more money in the college tournament, so I'm fine with getting on the college tournament instead. So yeah, I've always wanted to be on, and I just got my, actually, I signed up with my dad's email in eighth grade, and he got another email, said, college tournament, sign up and, or try out. And I said, yeah, I'll do it. So I took the online test. And after that, I get an email back saying, you've qualified for our in-person interview. So in November 2019, which feels like forever ago, I drove up to St. Louis and they had an in-person interview at the Westin. And so,
well, having, wanted to be on the show for this amount of time, what was it like meeting Alex Trebek?
It was crazy. I mean, like, he looks so kind and approachable from TV because, you know, he's in my house every day. He's my Uncle Alex. But to actually meet him, I mean, it was incredibly starstruck just because the set looks exactly like it does on TV. And it's just felt like I was in a TV show, which I was, but I was also like me physically there. So it's crazy. He was very kind and like he talks to the audience during commercial breaks, which you don't see on TV. And he's very dry and sarcastic, which is how I am. So it's great. But people would ask him, oh, what's your favorite question you've ever asked? He said, I don't remember what I ate for breakfast this morning. I don't know. I just ask him. I don't know the answers. And I was like, I don't know the answers either. I guess I knew a few because that's how I got there. But yeah, he was great. Even kinder and nicer than he seems on TV, which is so hard to beat. So he was great.
You know, and one of the things that folks were commenting on, Alex, continuing to fight and to do the show despite, you know, the struggle of it. What do you think it says that he never really backed away or backed down in terms of going to retirement or anything like that?
Yeah. You know? So on the documentary that aired right after he died, he talked about how he really wanted to be open about his symptoms, say, this is what I'm feeling, just in case anyone else felt it too, and they'd get checked out. And he said he got multiple things in the mail saying, like, oh, my brother or my husband were feeling the same symptoms, and they went to the doctor, and they have stage one cancer, and so without you, they would not have gone and checked it out. And really, he was just, like, a beacon of hope for all cancer patients. I actually had one of my friends from Ole Miss was in LA getting cancer treatment at the time because it was a rare form of cancer and he had to go to LA, and he's much better now, which is great. But I invited him to taping with me and he didn't have a treatment that day, so he got to go. And it was really great. He said, like, just seeing Alex and seeing him do so well, even though he is struggling with stage four cancer, to see him do so well, it was really a beacon of hope for him. And I think it really impacted pretty much every cancer patient around the U.S. just because they get to see someone that, despite their illness, is doing great day after day after day on their TV. And he's just a sign of hope for everyone.
Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned your college experiences. You mentioned speaking with Alex. What do you think was kind of his relationship to especially the college tournament aspect of it? You know, mm-hmm. He seems to really enjoy talking, you know, really enjoy talking to students. Different things and that sort of thing. What do you think? Do you think that he had a specific outlook on with regards mm-hmm. to connection education? You
know? I think he always said that the college tournament was his favorite. Maybe I'm just saying that because I was in it, but I feel like I've heard him say that. And he said, like, the best contestants on Jeopardy are students, teachers, or lawyers, and because they're just most connected to growing knowledge all the time. And I. you know, it's kind of funny because at least for us, we had some SEC schools, some different rival schools, and it was a big, like, oh, American colleges going at each other. But he's Canadian, so he doesn't know about the big, like, Mississippi State rivalry. Or, like, he's not as in tune with these big rivalries as everyone else, but he still plays into it, and he loves it. So I think it's fun. And just, like, being around young people, I think he might have enjoyed it. He was joking with us like he was just one of us, which was great. And so I think just any time you have a break from, like, normalcy is fun. He loves the teachers tournament. They haven't had a teen tournament for a while where it's, like, you know, eighth graders, high school students. But I think they might be doing one soon. I'm not sure. But I think just any break from normalcy he loved. And he always said he loved the college tournament. So it's been a lot of – so I'm still in a group chat with all the other contestants, and we talk all the time. All the girls just did a Secret Santa recently. And so he always said college tournament was a favorite, so we found a lot of comfort in that, saying, like, we were his, you know, favorite tournament in the last one. And so it really meant a lot to us to be able to do that and see him.
You know, so you see this, there are two surreptitious, and I shouldn't admit to this, but in this interview there are two you know, ulterior motives here. First, I get to meet a Jeopardy winner. And secondly, I get to lower the degrees of separation between me and Alex Trebek. but yeah, no, with regards to that, it seems as though, especially with the, you know, the kind of, there was a somberness to this past year and so on, and, you know, couple years, with Alex, and despite that, there was a lot of eventfulness surrounding the show, doing, you know, the greatest of all time, the GOAT, you know, tournament, and now they're going on to do a show where those folks are united in the chase. Do you think that this is kind of produced an outcome of new kind of maybe attention and interest in, like, the quiz show and, you know, this kind of staple that Jeopardy has filled, you know, traditionally, but hasn't necessarily gotten a particular limelight?
I hope so. And I mean, you don't, most people, I don't think, I put a lot of importance in Jeopardy every day, but I feel like most people don't, you know, run home after school or after work to watch Jeopardy. But, you know, you watch it with your family when it's on, or you watch it at a restaurant or whatever, and people don't realize how much of everyone's life it takes until, you know, Alex passed and everybody was sharing memories online. Like, wow, trivia does mean a lot to me, and I love watching Jeopardy. And other than just the connection with Alex, you have, you know, oh, I used to watch it with my grandma, and that's how we connected and bonded. And so it meant more than just, like, oh, a trivia show. You know, it's like a connection between you and Alex, because he said, I come into your homes every day and I hope you'll welcome me. I'm glad to be there. So it meant so much to him. And then I think the connection it brings between other people. And so, you know, I love trivia. I would love to see more trivia shows on TV, perhaps more that I can go on. But I hope that plays are maybe a heavier weight, or just, like, some sort of place with people, because I don't think, you know, more knowledge is bad. They say ignorance is bliss, but, you know, trivia can be fun too. So I hope that we can somehow fill this hole that, you know, came with Alex passing away, that we can fill it with, you know, if Jeopardy won't be the same without him, but hopefully we can somehow manage, and then maybe we'll have to add in a few more trivia shows just to make up for that, for what he left behind, because it's a big, big shoes to fill.
We're speaking with London Lorenz, Perryville native and Jeopardy college contestant, about Alex Trebek's legacy. You know, we kind of talked beforehand about, you know, recording the show versus when it aired. What kind of time difference was that for you all?
So we taped, I think, February 3rd and 4th, or the Monday, Tuesday, close to that. And then it aired, the tournament aired from the April, mine was on the 8th, which was a Wednesday, so the 6th through the 17th, I think, so it was 2 weeks. And at that time in February, so I study at an international studies institute, and we had students studying abroad in China, and they had just been sent home because of some crazy virus that was going around, and we all kind of heard of it, and I was thinking about it on the plane, and I was like, wow, if it ever came to the U.S., I guess it would be at LAX, where I'm flying into. Kind of crazy. So, like, it was just in the farthest back corner of my mind. I was like, oh, wow, there's a virus going around. Pretty crazy. But so just that time frame. And then when it aired, there were people online saying like, oh, they're going to give Alex COVID. They probably just filmed this yesterday. Why are they still next to him? And we had to say, no, we filmed this months ago. Like, do not worry. Alex is fine. They have stopped filming.
You know, and something I mentioned earlier when Alex would speak to the contestants, speak to you all, would you all provide a range of things that could be talked about, or was there something in particular so you knew it was coming? What was that like?
So he has those cards in front of him, and you're supposed to list, I think he has a list of three facts, but they said, you never know what he's going to say. He could just see something else that he likes. So don't worry about it. And it was so funny because I, on my list, I had like, oh, I took a class on nuclear arms and weapons of mass destruction in Austria. I was going to be a State Department intern that summer, but obviously that was canceled with COVID, but that was on my list. And then I don't remember what the third thing I had on there, something third. And then he didn't pick that at all. He just said, oh, you're an Arabic major. Tell me about that. Or, oh, you're going to Morocco, I hear. And that wasn't even on his card. I don't know how he knew that. So tell me about that. And then Kylie next to me on the first day, he was just like, why'd you try out for the show? And, you know, that wasn't on her card at all. So, I mean, he has a list and a general idea, but you just never knew what he was going to say. And I think, you know, when you have like a Ken Jennings or a James Holthauer, like, I don't know how they don't run out of things to talk about just day after day. So, yeah, I mean, he is pretty inventive, even though he has this little list. He's like, oh, well, tell me about this. I heard about this. And it's like, well, how'd you know that? But he's Alex. He knows everything.
Yeah. You know, and I seem to remember something about him saying about, you know, Ken Jennings and stuff that basically had run out, or basically said, what do you want to talk about today and things like that, which is really interesting. Were you one of those that kind of had the, I guess it was a bit of a, I know that I think I saw some of the students at least had a Holzhauer fever, I guess, in terms of that catching on and, you know, the all in, you know, aspect of it.
I never got a daily double, but obviously, I didn't get to do the push with the all in, but I was day in day, I was watching James Holthauer. I wouldn't say obsessed, but like, I was like, ooh, James Holthauer. Plus, he was from Naperville, Illinois. So I was like, Midwest, yay. Mm-hmm. But lives in Vegas now. but I mean, that, so I was watching him and I was doing, you know, my research before, because you know, Jeopardy is a trivia show, but it's also just like hand eye coordination. You got to buzz at the right time or else you're locked out or someone gets in before you. And so there were like things online of like how James Holthauer uses the buzzer and like how this. And so I was like practicing his stance. He crosses his arms in front of him and just holds his wrist and just moves his thumb. So that's what I was doing. Worked well the first day, perhaps not the next game. But so I was trying to emulate him with my buzzing. And then, you know, on the Jeopardy Reddits and the different Jeopardy boards, everyone's like, oh, they're all starting from the bottom now. They all got that from James Holthauer. And so, you know, you start with the 2000 clues and you go what they call daily double hunting, where you look for it. We had, on my first day, we had a Drake category and we started from the top. And I was like, oh, if we would have started from the bottom and I could make a started from the bottom, now we hear joke. But people will be like, what's this white girl doing on TV? And, you know, they said that about me anyway, but it'd be funny to do that. But maybe it's better that I didn't say that, because they'd be like, why are you doing that, you weird lady on TV? I'd be like, I don't know. But so, yeah. And so James definitely has a big impact. I don't know what impact Ken or Brad have on the game, because they just kind of played it the way it's always been played. And I was a little young for watching Ken and Brad, because I think Brad was on in 2000. That's the year I was born. Mm-hmm. And then Ken, I'm not sure what year he was on. But like, they just kind of played it how it was and just were really good at it. And then James, like, about him, he knew everything, but he also like changed how the game was played. And so they were talking about that, the producers, whenever we were getting ready, and they're like, you can play like Ken or you can play like James. And the GOAT tournament had came out like a couple months before we got there, because I remember when I watched the video, it must have been in January, because they had a documentary on before the GOAT tournament, and I was like, that's the producer from my audition. I recognized them, so I knew it. And then I found out like a few days after the GOAT tournament that I was on. And so we were all like, oh, we got to do what James does. We have to be like this, but we got to be like Ken, because he just won the tournament, so we got to do what he does. And so we were, and our producer, Maggie, she was like the contestant relations. You might have seen her sometimes. She was just in and out. She retired on our second day of filming. So that was for the second week that ended the championship. And Buzzy Cohen, who was Tournament of Champions winner, I think 2017. He's my favorite Jeopardy contestant of all time, but that's a little niche, perhaps. And then Ken Jennings, the day that we were filming, or I guess it was our first day of filming, they posted on Twitter a picture at Disneyland. So we knew that they were in L.A. I think Buzzy lives in L.A., but like Ken came down from Seattle to L.A., so we're like, what's he doing in town? He dedicated his first book to Maggie, so we were like, is he going to come to our games and see Maggie's last production? She was retiring, and so we were stuck in the green room. We're not allowed to look at the audience. We're just sitting there. Once we got there, we look at Alex. So the whole time we were like, is Ken Jennings in the audience right now? Is he here? We don't know. Like, we weren't allowed to look around. We couldn't find out, and we were just sitting there like, oh, my God, Ken Jennings is here. He's watching us. He wasn't there. Buzzy wasn't there. I wish they were because I love them. And we had our big wrap party at the Sony cafeteria afterwards. They had a big cake for Maggie and everything. And I was like, will Ken and Buzzy be here? Where are they? We were freaking out. Did not see them the whole time. Sad I didn't. But we were suspecting them to be there the whole time, but they weren't. So a lot of just anticipation of, like, who's going to show up to Jeopardy, because you never know. And then, you know, the Jeopardy heroes, obviously Brad, Ken, and James. But, like, depending on who your favorites, I love Buzzy Cohen. I love Austin Rogers, Matt Jackson. Everyone has their favorite Jeopardy contestant. And so you're always like, what if they're here today? And they never are, but it's okay.
What do you think is the legacy of Alex Trebek up, you know, on the show and on the viewers?
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody knows Alex, either from watching Jeopardy or watching Saturday Night Live, where you see Will Ferrell. It's so, I guess, ironic, kind of strange and funny that, like, Sean Connery dies, and then a little bit later Alex dies. And it's like, they didn't even know each other. Well, maybe they did, but, like, never interacted with each other publicly. But, you know, the show just said they did, and it worked for Saturday Night Live, and it's great. And so... It, you know, Alex was bigger than Jeopardy, and Jeopardy's bigger than Alex. And so, you know, there's such a strong Jeopardy community between the contestants and just the viewers, which probably wouldn't exist without Alex. But same time, it still exists, and Jeopardy is still a show. And Alex was, like, the beacon and the anchor of the show, but, like, it still happens, and they're going to have a new host. Now we see Ken Jennings coming up, and then they just recently announced Katie Couric. So we'll see. They're going around, and who knows who's next? Could be me. I don't even know. But you know, it's Alex's legacy, obviously, will forever be attached to Jeopardy, but he has his own separate one. He was very charitable. They talk about how his favorite animal is the musk ox, and he supported a big musk ox charity in, I think, Alaska or Canada. You know, and there's the Alex Trebek Library in, I think, Ottawa, one of the universities in Canada. So he has a very big legacy, a charitable legacy, and just, like, a very kind and great legacy, because that's the kind of person he was. But at the same time, they still have a show. A lot of people, their dream is to be on Jeopardy. Of course, it was with Alex Trebek, but now it'll be with someone new, whoever it ends up being. And then, you know, Sony still wants to make that money from viewers, so they're still going to have this show. But I haven't seen how it's going to be. I don't know how Ken or Katie or whoever's next is going to do, but we'll see. We'll find out. So I'm nervous because I can't watch Jeopardy and not be Alex, but I'm excited, I guess, because it's my favorite show and I'm still going to watch it. But we'll see. Who knows?
Was there anything else that you wanted to add? Anything I didn't ask you about that you might want to
Think about? Nothing I can think of. I mean, I didn't. A lot of people think, like, oh, you hung out with Alex all the time, right? And really, like, it was just while it was taping, and then right with those pictures, and Alex just kind of stood there and was like, okay, turn to your left. And everybody just turned and they took that picture. And the producers were very protective of him, so we didn't get to talk to him too much. But even, like, the limited interactions, it was, you know, were amazing. And it was so funny. In my second episode with Joe and Nabeer, he was like, oh, I was watching them from back here, and they were all dancing, having a good time. And I was like, how often did you watch us? Like, what do you know about us, Alex? Because he just knows everything. That's how he knew I was going to Morocco, I guess. He just knows everything. So who knows? Perhaps they'll find, you know, some surveillance equipment Alex left behind, and that's how he knows everything. That's his legacy. I don't think so, but we'll see.
All right. Thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.